Hey, did you know seasoning your ribs and pulled pork is easier than you think? With Mike Church's Beast and Butt Rub, you don't need to spend hours finding the perfect ratio of herbs and spices. Beast and Butt Rub is an award-winning blend of herbs and spices perfect for ribs, pork chops, or pulled pork. Wow your family and friends at your next barbecue and order your bag of Beast and Butt Rub today. Go to MikeChurch.com/rub.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, May the 7th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA. On a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Another attack on Asians, a rally against mask wearing, and Swedish doctors take a stand. Two Asian women in their 60s were attacked by a male suspect in Baltimore on Tuesday. The suspect, who appears to be a black male, is seen on surveillance video footage repeatedly hitting two victims, ages 67 and 66, in the head with a cinder block or a brick. He was identified as 50-year-old Daryl Doles. Doles was accused by officials of attacking the women as they were closing their shop. Doles was charged with two counts of aggravated assault, and it's not clear if hate crime charges will be filed. In other news, Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, entrepreneur and former U.S. Senate candidate, spoke to more than 1,000 people in a recent rally in front of the Massachusetts State House. His research reveals the prolonged use of face masks may increase the risk of oral and heart diseases. With some states easing COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, more and more people are standing up and calling for the lifting of more restrictions, especially removing the requirement to wear masks. His slogan, Truth, Freedom, and Health, was echoed by other speakers in the rally. Finally, Swedish doctors will no longer prescribe hormones or drugs to halt or delay puberty for children under the age of 16 as part of gender transitioning procedures. The Karolinska University Hospital, which treats minors with gender dysphoria, announced back in March that as of April the 21st of this year, they would not be providing, quote, puberty-blocking drugs or cross-sex hormones to children under the age of 16. A statement from the hospital, translated from Swedish, said it concerns about long-term effects of the drugs and hormone procedures, as well as questions about the fully informed consent of patients under the age of 16. Our quote of the day comes from St. Theophane Vernard. Be merry, really merry. The life of a true Christian should be a perpetual jubilee, a prelude to the festivals of eternity. Coming up, our saint of the day, he is known as the saintly but tragic Bishop of Krakow, patron of Poland. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at MikeChurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mychurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint Stanislaus. Anyone who reads the history of Eastern Europe cannot help but chance upon the name of Stanislaus, the saintly but tragic Bishop of Krakow, patron of Poland. He is remembered with Saints Thomas More and Thomas Becket for vigorous opposition to the evils of an unjust government. Born in Czechopanow, near Krakow, on July the 26th in the year 1030, he was ordained a priest after being educated in the cathedral schools of Niedzio, then capital of Poland, and at Paris. He was appointed preacher and archdeacon to the Bishop of Krakow, where his eloquence and example brought about real conversion in many of his penitents, both clergy and laity. He became Bishop of Krakow in 1072. Stanislaus became involved in the political situation of Poland. Known for his outspokenness, he aimed his attacks at the evils of the peasantry and the king, especially the unjust wars and immoral acts of King Boleslaus II. The king first excused himself, then made a show of penance, then relapsed into his old ways. Stanislaus continued his open opposition in spite of charges of treason and threats of death, finally excommunicating the king. Enraged, the latter ordered soldiers to kill the bishop. When they refused, the king killed Stanislaus with his own hands. Forced to flee to Hungary, Boleslas supposedly spent the rest of his life as a penitent in the Benedictine Abbey in Osijek. Saints John the Baptist, Thomas Becket, Thomas More, and Stanislaus are a few of the prophets who dared to denounce corruption in high places. They followed in the footsteps of Jesus himself, who pointed out the moral corruption in the religious leadership of his day. A recent Granite School Board meeting in Salt Lake Valley, Utah, ended early after things got a little out of control when some parents in attendance started to shout over other speakers and preventing the meeting's agenda from moving forward. The parents wanted the mask mandate to be lifted, saying forcing students, particularly young children, to wear masks is abuse. All the school board members were wearing masks. When one guest speaker started to praise the school board's efforts to mitigate COVID-19, she was shouted down by the anti-mask crowd. "No more masks! No more masks!" was loudly chanted. The school district is now looking into criminally charging the main agitators in the crowd. School district spokesman Ben Horsley told the Salt Lake Tribune, quote, "At this point, they are evaluating criminal charges against some of the main aggressors. A number of aggressive individuals came to the front and started grabbing the equipment and shouting at the board members directly, even coming up onto the stand and accosting board members." Once the meeting had been adjourned, the school board members were escorted out of the building by police officers, with some of the members saying they were not afraid for their lives, but the incident was, quote, intimidating for sure. Only the nameplates for the board members were damaged. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.